You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather. On Niche Radio.
To hang out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Happy Friday, happy, I don't know, whatever you're celebrating, find something good to celebrate about today and enjoy that. It is the weekend, we're allowed to drink, so, you know, maybe you're going to be having a braai with some friends and family, whatever it is that you're up to, let's be grateful for that. And also the fact that we are able to have a little bit more, I want to say leeway, but that's not quite the right word. The things have relaxed a little bit more. A lot more local restaurants are reopening or they're extending their trading hours. And I feel like there's just a more exciting vibe in and around Johannesburg, obviously where I live. I don't know about where you live, but I feel like things are really looking up for us. So I'm going to be sharing about some great restaurants. I'm going to be sharing about some wine competitions and, of course, your best in lifestyle and entertainment news. So stick around. It's going to be a goodie as always. Cadbury's Dairy Milk is encouraging you to share a story for kids in need. So they recently had their generosity tree and they distributed, well, they're busy in the process of distributing over 1 million rands worth of educational toys, books and games to orphaned and vulnerable children across South Africa, thanks to those fundraising efforts. And Cadbury's Dairy Milk is encouraging South Africans to share their stories and create connections and enable children to dream through stories. So through stories, children can imagine a world far beyond their reality and a world filled with new possibilities and experiences that they can see and believe in for themselves. Cadbury Dairy Milk is taking it a step further with the launch of their Glass and a Half project, presents There's a Story in Everyone, an initiative which aims to inspire these kids through the power of storytelling. So if you want to head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, you can find out the call to action. If you want to get involved, you want to share your story, you can obviously find out more on Cadbury's website as well, which is cadbury.co.za/storytime. Go and find out how you can share your story and inspire some kids in need. Now, what's inspiring for me is local chef David Higgs, who's currently looking for 16 contestants to compete on his brand new online cooking show, which is called Cooking for a Cause. It was launched in partnership and to raise funds and awareness for the Inner City Can Collective. Cooking for a Cause kicked off last week and is going to be running for 5 weeks on David's YouTube channel, Dave's Kitchen, and on his Facebook page. The show will be co-hosted by TV news anchor Marcel Gordon. So this is really cool. If you, this is for Joburg-based home cooks. Each week, contestants will make a dish based on a list of David's chosen ingredients, and these ingredients will be delivered to the contestants' homes for them to plan their dish. During the show, they will make their dish in their home and be connected via live stream to David and the other contestants. Once the dishes are complete, they will be collected and delivered to David's home for the final tasting and judging. Weekly winners will be announced at the start of each week's show and will go straight into the final. So to end, there's a whole bunch of things that you need to do to enter, and you can find out more. Everything is available on my website, of course, heatherhook.com. Or for more information or to enter, you can also pop an email through to premierlifestylesa@gmail.com and find out what you need to do. That sounds like loads of fun. And you get to cook at home, which is cool because you know where all your stuff is. You know where all your ingredients and your pots and pans are. So it should technically make it easier than competing in a kitchen on a TV show. Sticking with Chef David Higgs, the team behind his two iconic restaurants, Marble and Saint, have announced that both restaurants will reopen in September for dinner only. Marble will be open from Tuesday the 1st of September and Saint from Wednesday the 2nd of September. They've been closed for 5 months, but now it is time to get back to work. Both restaurants will have reduced service times, each opening only for dinner. And in order to manage social distancing requirements, seating has been limited in each restaurant and booking will be essential as no walk-ins will be accepted. Marble's open Tuesday through Saturday from 3 p.m. onwards. I think the kitchen opens at 4. And Saint is open Wednesday to Sunday from 3 p.m. onwards. Guests can, of course, expect the highest level of safety procedures on arrival, including registration via QR code, single-use menus, sanitizing stations, and all guests will be required to wear face masks except when they are seated at their table. You can find out more on the restaurant websites. Marble is marble.restaurant and Saint is saint.restaurant. Don't forget that booking is essential, otherwise you won't be able to get in. Everything that I speak about on the show today, of course, is available on my website, heatherhook.com. Now, sticking with great food, I headed through to do my first restaurant review in 5 months last weekend, and it was absolutely incredible. I went through to La Parada in Parkhurst. I was actually so impressed. The whole Parkhurst strip itself was really busy. There were loads of people out and in the restaurants, which is great because supporting local businesses and local restaurants right now is absolutely vital. The team was so good with their safety. They took my temperature. I wrote down my name. They sanitized the entire table, the pen, my hands, everything got sanitized. Single-use menus as well that they bring to the table for you to, you know, use. And once you're done with them, they get taken away and thrown away, so they're not touched by anyone else. All the staff were wearing masks. They were wearing splash screens as well. And I was really, really impressed. And the food was incredible. Those chili poppers are life-changing. They are stuffed with feta and jalapenos, and they are absolutely incredible. We got a really great poke bowl, which had tuna and avo and a whole bunch of stuff in, which is absolutely delicious. The grilled calamari served with an aioli was incredible. And for desserts, my dining partner had an Oreo and ice cream dessert, and I had piping hot churros with fresh chocolate sauce, which was delicious, and I ate them all. I think there were 5 of them. I ate them all. They were absolutely delicious. So La Parada Parkhurst is currently, at the time of me doing the review, open Friday through Sunday from midday until 9 p.m. Bookings, of course, are essential. They're located in Parkhurst Square, which is 38 4th Avenue Parkhurst. You can give them a call to book 010-035-6894 or head on over to their restaurant, La Parada, that's LAPARADA.co.za/Parkhurst-square. Go, do it. It was good. It was a really good meal. It was nice to be out, and I was glad to see how very, very busy they were last week, Saturday. Now, not only did we celebrate International Pinot Noir Day this past, I think it was Tuesday the 18th, but we also raised a glass to wine sales resuming. Woohoo! So although your wine supplies and stocks may be looking a little bit sad at the moment, you can now restock them with Elgin Ridge Wines. 282 Pinot Noir, the name is given to indicate the height above sea level, and Crunch Pinot Noir. Research has shown that there's a trend to move away from traditional to organic, and this is where Elgin Ridge ticks the right boxes, as it is only one of a handful of certified biodynamic wine producers in South Africa. Situated in the heart of the Elgin Wine Valley, which is renowned for its unique terroir, natural beauty, and undeniable character, wines from this boutique estate are handcrafted and made to enjoy for all year round enjoyment. So that's the 282 Pinot Noir 2015 and the Crunch Pinot Noir 2019. And to celebrate the end of our drinking drought, they're offering a 20% discount on all orders placed by 31st of August for a minimum order of 6 bottles, which can be of the same wine or a mix of the wines available. There's a code that you need to enter when you place your order, which is on my website, and the discount will be applied immediately. For more information and online wine sales, you can also visit their website, which is elginridge.com. And you just need to head on over to my website and grab your code in the Elgin Ridge Pinot Noir Day post. Yay! Now, sticking with wine, and I love a good competition, this is not a competition that I'm running. It is, however, being run by Natida Wine Estate, and they are launching their second competition with bigger and better prizes than ever. So they had such a good response with their June promotion, and they've had a lot of people get in touch with them to ask them when they're going to be running another competition. So here it is. So simply put, anyone who places an order for 12 bottles or more of Natida wine via the farm's website or by sending an email to info@natida.co.za will automatically be entered into a draw to win one of the following. They have got so many incredible things here. There's a once-in-a-lifetime three-night luxury stay for two adults at Kwandwe, which is the award-winning Big Five safari destination in the Eastern Cape. The prize includes five-star accommodation, all meals and house drinks, as well as game drives and big game walks. Wow. They haven't said how much that is worth, but I am sure that is worth a pretty penny indeed. An unforgettable day during harvest spent with Natida's winemaker Etienne Lowe, as well as a specially curated picnic with wine for four adults, courtesy of Natida's At Tables restaurant. There's a unique experience with the Cape Leopard Trust, as well as an overnight stay in the Cedarburg for two adults. There's for the daring and adventurous, there's an exhilarating tandem jump for one adult with a video and photographs of the experience, and a fine dining dinner for four at Natida's acclaimed Cassia restaurant with award-winning Natida wine included. Winners will be chosen at random on September 30th and notified via email on the 1st of October. Natida will ship orders of 12 or more bottles to all lodge centres in Joburg free of charge now that our lockdown restrictions have been lifted. For more information and full TNCs, you can head on over to their website, Natida, Natida.co.za. Happy wine drinking, folks, and who knows, you could win one of those incredible prizes. Now, don't forget, I spoke about this last week. I've got a voucher valued at 2,500 rand to give away from Battery Center South Africa. It is for anybody who's having car troubles at the moment. I know a lot of cars are standing. People aren't really driving. Batteries that are maybe a little bit sketchy before lockdown have now conked out or are starting to conk out. And if you would like to win this 2,500 Rand voucher for one lucky listener, you can use it at any battery center countrywide and make sure that you put your and your family's safety first and enter my competition. You need to head on over to heatherhook.com. You need to click on the competitions tab and then click on the win a voucher from Battery Center valued at 2,500 Rand post. You should comment below the post and tell me why you deserve to win this voucher, and it could be you. Competition closes 31st of August and the winner will be contacted via email. T's and C's apply and the voucher may not be redeemed for cash, of course. That is it from me. If you're on social media, please do connect. I'd love to hear from you. You can also see more of what I'm up to. I'm going to be heading down to the Cape next week for a couple of weeks, so stick around because I'm going to be having some adventures down there as well. I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm on Facebook as well, Heather L. Hook, and I am on Instagram, The Heather Hook. Do connect if you have something you'd like me to talk about or you want to reach out and chat to me. You can pop me an email, info@heatherhook.com. I, of course, will be back with you again next week. Whatever you do, stay safe, stay warm, and I will be back with you next week. Have a great one. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.